children. It will corrupt them. It will ruin them. It may make them Charles Manson.
I can't tell you how free I feel now that I've started identifying as a woman. Now that I can compete as female, I'm ready to smash the other girls.
And Brian for this week, round three. And Brian are with us. Mr. Hope has the night off.
She got kidnapped.
She's on assignment.
Oh, okay. That's,
she's on assignment.
Is that the official line?
She's on assignment. That's what they told me to say.
It's not that Larry kidnapped her.
No, that's a bit.
The bullwhip cat kid.
No, she's on assignment, is what the people in the head office told me to say.
Oh, I'm sorry.
OAE told me to say she's on assignment. What the fuck are you doing?
Me?
Yeah.
Am I offending you?
Yes.
How?
Who does what? Who does what at the beginning of the show every fucking time, Rob?
Ooh, pick
go,
me.
Yeah,
pick
go
me.
For it, Brian.
I want to say the news, Alex, for 25.
It is the news, and who does it?
I got to get for bonus to the news. Points. I was waiting for my cue.
For bonus points. He's not even ready. He's laid up over there. Some lazy queer. Right about he's laid up over there like he's the goddamn queen of, I don't know.
England.
Motherfucker.
No,
she's a badass.
Trash off. Over the heads.
Do you have any news that you would...
I want to talk about Cuba.
What about it?
I don't know.
Well, tell us
I
about
wrote
Cuba.
Down the word Cuba.
Are you going to tell us about it?
Well, they're having problems, it looks like. Maybe without the firm, authoritative grip of a Castro, it seems the country's descended into chaos, as has most of the world. Thanks, COVID.
So you think that Castro being
dead... I think, well, I mean, it may have something to do with it. I don't think this new guy knows where the hit squad's
where
are.
The drugs are at.
How to get a hold of them. I don't think they left him the hit squad number.
Well, you ready to cue up the booze, because you say Cuba's been Castro rated?
No.
Shut up.
But no,
seriously, they're going through like some crazy shit right now. Like I don't know what's gonna come out. And if the FBI plays their hand right, we might succeed this time.
Oh, so you think we're going to flip them?
We could. They're almost right.
Okay.
Like a
see
tomato.
It in the TV show. Flip this Cuba.
Flip this third world country.
Yeah, send down those like random.
I mean, we were you, this close under Obama.
Can you be a CIA?
Can Biden pull it off?
See, the way you got it right now doesn't work. If you just flip this place around and put the curtains here.
If the goal was
No. No more Iron Curtains. Take down the Iron Curtains.
If the goal was, and I as bad, you know, I'm not a Trump guy, as bad as I say, if the goal was to decimate Cuba, Trump got the policies right for the COVID era. Because Biden's
like
just extending.
On purpose.
Yeah, he didn't know that. Well, I mean, maybe he did know that was coming.
I doubt that.
I don't know. I mean, he may have knew it was coming. He may have. Look, you're telling me that if somebody put in a presidential briefing, you think he would have read?
No.
That COVID was coming? No. He didn't read them. I'm aware. Confefe.
Hamburgers. Hamburgers. With a D.
I'm aware.
Hamburgers.
But my point is still the same, that if it weren't for Trump's policies, you wouldn't be having this right now. And Biden has continued Trump's policies.
I mean,
there's no change.
The squeeze has been put on them. There's no question about it.
So.
But, I mean... Say what you will about the Castros, they did know how to keep their country in check.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's just like Saddam.
Despite everything else,
yeah, just like Saddam, he kept them fuckers under control. So, I mean,
yeah. I mean, we didn't have ISIS with Saddam running around.
No, there was no chemical ISIS roaming around. So what else?
There was something else, but I think you wrote it down. I didn't write that one down.
I wrote it down?
Yeah, I forgot what it was.
I didn't write anything down.
There was something we were going to talk about. We had Florida Man news. That's oh, the Lindsey Graham thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't have my pen. I didn't write it down.
Tell me about it.
Well, he's gay.
Well, I mean, we know that, but that's not news.
Do we know that?
I mean, we know that.
We pretend he's not.
Yeah, we pretend he's not.
No, he pretends
he's not. That's right.
Oh, okay. We all know better. He doesn't, right? Until he accepts that we can't.
So what's he doing?
Well, he's mad because...
Well, no. What's his exact phrase?
He's going to war. He is so mad.
I am going to war.
He is so mad.
With whom?
Notre Dame.
Yes. For what?
Because they're Irish.
No, come on. You really? Okay, sure.
No, because of the Chick-fil-A thing. There's a Chick-fil-A
over
angle.
Chick-fil-A.
I mean, apparently those sandwiches are so good you go to war over them.
Not really.
With the Irish.
Sure. Why not? I mean, look, if I went to war with Chick-fil-A, you'd be over those god-awful waffle fries they have.
Oh, you know, you've just made every woman.
I don't give a damn. I give a shit about a woman's opinion.
You've just made every woman that listens mad.
Fuck them.
Because.
Nah, I won't, but somebody will.
Brian's still looking, by the way.
Yeah, still waiting for the response, Ariana.
He likes waffle fries.
Brian said, Ariana Grande, pretend he's a donut and lick him all over. You can put your tongue in all his holes.
As long as you let him put his cream filling in yours.
So, we learned last week it's only 2.6 inches right now, so it's not like you'll feel anything.
You're looking for nub in all the wrong places.
Oh, wow.
Have we got a place for you?
Okay. Anything else?
So the Chick-fil-A, you know, then the Notre Dame was, they were thinking about making a store there on their campus, and then some uppity anti-gay students. Yes. Students and faculty made like an open letter. It was like 180 of them or so, and now Lindsey Graham's all mad. Because he's anti-gay. One of those gay, self-hating gays.
Well, there you go.
So he's fighting mad. Against the fighting Irish.
A little bit of breaking entertainment news.
Oh.
Who broke now?
Biz Markie.
Who?
Just a friend rapper.
Excuse me?
Is dead at the age of 57.
Oh, no.
Who the fuck is that?
I don't know, but there you
go. How is this news? I don't know this person.
Somebody out there has to. It's probably somebody's favorite rapper.
Listeners, right, there's
listeners
some
if you know who this is, because we're not Googling it.
No, I'm not Googling it at all.
His name is uninteresting to us altogether.
So, because he's dead...
If you're one of his three followers, please tell us.
Because he's dead, I think that we should do the honorable thing and have a moment of silence. Oh, God! I screwed... Oh, God! Oh, man. Hang on,
Brian.
Maybe. Oh, God. Oh, man. Well, we blew
the
that.
The moment's passed, so.
Yeah, okay,
no
well.
No point in trying that out. So, we got to talk about something important. Very important. Because this week, I got accused of something.
Being a sex pervert?
No.
Drake Bell?
No, I'm not Drake Bell.
Are you secretly Drake Bell?
Can we prove this?
I've never seen Drake Bell and me in the same place.
That's right. We were going to go with Larry Logic.
We're going to talk about cyberbullying for a moment.
So we are talking about you being a sex pervert.
No, we're not talking about me being a sex pervert.
Okay, well, when are we going to talk about that, Blake?
I mean, if you want to talk about it, let's hash it out right now. Throw your accusation out.
I think I already
have. Which one? Pick one.
Sex pervert.
Prove it.
When was you the sex?
Don't make me get my attorney, Michael Pope.
I know how to settle this once and for all.
The burden of proof is on your end.
I know how to settle this once for all. Is you is or is you ain't a sex pervert?
I mean, I plead the fifth.
Got him.
The fifth.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen, to the jury. Murder him.
But send us money first.
Yeah. So we can, like...
If you get us $1 million, we'll buy an electric chair and put the fat man in it. We'll fry bacon. We'll see if he smells like bacon cooking as he fries.
It's like COVID vaccine.
Well, according to Larry, you know, bacon's a COVID vaccine.
Okay. Bad bacon, not good bacon.
So cyberbullying, okay, because it's reared its head again. Apparently some TikToker offed herself because of cyberbullying.
I think TikTokers are really cyberbullies.
And my point,
against the YouTubers.
But here's my whole freaking point, is cyberbullying. How the hell is it even possible?
Well, see, somebody gets mad, and then they get on the internet, and they say some hurtful things in your inbox.
And you can't just ignore
them?
Sounds
like you've experienced this a lot.
Yes, maybe.
You can't ignore them? We get hurtful things from Iran all the time. I mean, like death threats. It's us. It's a show.
No. It's just you.
They hate you more. Yes, your sexuality makes it.
All the gay Iranians are hung.
No. They're hung. Okay. They're swinging around for nothing.
Hung, man.
But no, I just don't get. I don't fucking understand the concept of cyberbullying. You can put your phone down.
Can you?
Yes.
Can you?
Yes.
Can these kids?
I mean, I would hope so.
Your baby has picked up a phone.
I get it, but
you
I
gave
understand.
It to her.
I get.
She's online right now, bullying some kids.
She's bullying the Teletubbies.
I wouldn't
die,
put it past
Tinky Winky, die. Dad,
I would not right? put it past her.
You've seen her.
She's my offspring. So, but no, the point
she's
is.
She's on there typing, Mama Poof.
But my point is.
See?
That. My point is that I don't understand how cyberbullying is a thing. I get how real life bullying works. You can't escape real life bullying if you're in a school situation.
Yeah, you can.
Whatever.
Columbine.
Yeah, I guess you could do that.
That's when
Corey started getting hate mail. You can't make fun of school shootings. It's not. It's too soon.
It's always too soon. Thoughts and prayers. Because we're not getting real legislation.
Man, that joke went over like 9/11.
It's so good I hit 3 buildings.
Oh, heck yeah.
They did too. You're sure you didn't get a field.
It was a big field.
It was a big field, okay. But no, I can't wrap my head around the idea of how cyberbullying is a real thing. I mean, as I say, you can block people, you can walk away.
But we're from a different generation, but like, that's probably half the problem why you don't understand it. We're from an older generation where we can solve our problems with beat that ass.
I mean,
you can't beat that ass online.
Sure you can.
No, you can't.
Sure you can.
No.
Everybody's got this anonymity. If you ignore the troll loses its power.
But they don't ignore the troll. That's the problem. They engage
They feed the troll.
Everyone's special. They've been set up for failure.
I get it. It's the wokeism. It's got to be the woke. Yeah. Everybody's perfect. Everybody's special. Bad news for
everyone's
you.
A snowflake.
You're not special. You're not.
Nobody is. Not even Brian.
No.
My mama told me I was special.
That was Ed.
Special Ed.
Oh, no, Ed.
Yeah, that was special. And the classes you went to were special.
No.
Yeah.
They were hard.
I'm sure they were.
Hey, you don't know what block through block hole 101.
Yeah, that triangle would not go through that circle.
You just don't understand matching blocks 1101. You'll never know.
Yeah. Anyways.
I got a degree in blockology.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did.
But I just don't. I can't wrap my head around how somebody would let their Twitter, because this is the thing, is these people live on Instagram, Twitter.
Kids.
And it's not all kids. That's the thing, is like research is showing that kids are unplugging from these social network sites. And it's old people.
Well, it's because they're snowflakes.
And I just don't get it. I mean, like, I understand that this particular person.
Old people?
Like, primarily, most people on Facebook now are in their
60s. Are they?
Yeah, that was there was a statistic. I don't remember who, but it was. I heard it on Morning Joe.
Like a makeup
statistic. No, I actually heard it on Morning Joe. Well, we'll look it up. We'll go to the interwebs and we'll type in average age of the Facebook user.
But yeah, I don't, like you said, I don't quite understand the cyberbullying thing. Like you said, you can. You can,
I mean, you've got easier
block recourse. Them, you can delete them, you can, you right. know.
Cyber-stalk them.
Yeah.
Reverse bully.
Well, play just because card. Somebody bullies you, you know, and you're on the internet, you're big and bad, so you can say what you want to say.
Okay, so 18.8% are between the age of 25 and 35, and 12.8% are over 65.
Okay, so.
Well, it's like, also like this, I don't know if it counts to the same thing as cyberbullying, but. Like, there's a thing called swatting. Have you heard of that?
I have no clue what that is.
No, that's nasty.
Yeah. It's what? Like these, there's these people who would be, like, playing video.
I was thinking of scanning.
There's a thing that people would be playing video games with each other. And, you know, they get pissed off at another one. And then they'd be like, well, what's your address? And, you know, people are dumb enough to give them their damn address.
Who's going to hand their address out?
Dumb people that deserve to get what happens.
You know, I guess they're expecting them to come over and whip their ass or something. But no, they'll call... like the SWAT team, some cops to tell them, hey, I live here, and I've killed my mom and dad, and blah, 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 this, and they just come all barging in there and shoot up the people.
This is a real crime. Like, this happens. And it is a crime to do that. The police will come after you.
Well, you know, since we've moved, if you do have that issue, our address is 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20500. If you want to do that, go ahead.
Strictly.
I'm just saying, if
that's box 960.
If you want to call us and SWAT us, that's our address.
Yeah, yeah.
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C.
We got a man who'll talk to you about
20500. Just saying.
I don't know if you would qualify that as the cyberbullying.
You are a puss cake if you don't do it.
You don't jump that fence yourself. That's right. That we put up.
So I need to read you the address one more time.
Stickly.
I just okay. Like as I say, who's dumb enough to give someone you don't know on the internet?
Obviously, plenty of people. Blake.
I mean, same people who are dumb enough to think that a Nigerian prince is going to send you money.
No, those are old people.
The people that are building.
Your grandparents.
Yeah, my grandparents would never. They wouldn't give money to anybody. You're a Nigerian prince. What now? He'll give money to black people. Franklin Graham, hell yeah, have some of my money. I mean, that's where
how
my
much
family.
You want?
I'll give you a blank check. Doing God's work.
My grandparents missed a calling at being Jewish. Without a doubt. They do not pass up. They would not pass up a dollar for anybody. I hate to say it. Like when the Sheriff's Association calls, I love it. My grandfather, like they'll call him up and they'll be begging for money because they do this all the time. And they're like, yeah, it's for life-saving tactical vest and stuff for sheriff's officers. My grandfather responded, well, I guess they help not be assholes and get shot.
Blake's grandparents, if you're listening, send us a dollar.
They ain't gonna send us nothing.
Yeah. Y'all not be assholes on the internet. Clunk.
I think they've had some choice words about our show.
Yeah, they didn't care for it. That's understandable there. They're entitled to their opinion, and that's that. But the cyberbullying thing, I say, I get in school how you can be physically bullied in person. I understand that. I'm not stupid, okay?
I think it's like an overlapping bullying sometimes, though.
But most of the people who are being cyberbullied are being bullied by trolls they've never met.
Russian troll bots?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I had one try to hook up on me on the Facebook earlier.
That was a total swing and miss because Corey doesn't like the women... Vladimir.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't care how
Vladimir, you should send him a message yourself.
Yeah.
And if you really want to seduce Corey, show him your Blofeld house and tell him that you'll bring him over.
I mean, I'd visit the Sochi house.
Y'all go and ride horses bareback together without your shirts on.
No. Never bareback.
Oh, he does.
That's him.
So.
Yeah, like I said. Like bullying in schools and stuff like that. Yeah, you can walk away. You can tell a teacher or whatever. You
punch him in the face.
Yeah, that.
whatever, something you can resolve the issue.
Do kick them in the nuts.
Cyberbullying, you know.
I mean, yeah, you may get your ass beat, but you know what?
Why would you even acknowledge?
Why do you even care what strangers have to say about you?
Yeah, I never did.
Who cares now?
I still don't.
People do. People just want the world to love them, and they just don't want to hear
because they're special.
The world doesn't love you. You're not special.
No, the world hates everyone.
Yeah.
No, actually, you know what? No, it doesn't. The world is completely indifferent to each and every one of us. The world could care less. We could die right now.
Really, it doesn't matter.
And the guess world what? It'll spinning.
Keep spinning. Your suicide solved nothing and hurt nobody.
No. I mean, just people that did care about you.
And they'll move on.
They'll have other children.
I mean, you know, they'll have no choice. I mean, I hate to say it that way, but they'll have to move on.
Or they'll join you. One or the other.
I mean, that's moving on. I guess. That is
a great beyond.
Yeah.
Big bed.
That's a path forward if that's really where you want to go. But I mean, it's a topic that I just can't wrap my head around, and the understanding of why someone would let it get to them. And I know it's repetitive at this point, me saying this.
Maybe it's because we're just the kind of people that just don't give a shit.
Even if you are the, I mean,
and most people do give a shit. Maybe that's the problem.
Like, how has Joel Olsten not done it yet?
Oh, he doesn't give a shit.
I mean, we troll him all the time.
The Joker doesn't care.
Make fun of me. I'll preach at this church and make money.
That's right. I mean, look, as long as we're talking about it, that's all. You know, any attention's good attention.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't understand.
Your lips, like, to his bank account.
If it has to be somebody who's cyberbullying you, like, say, Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah.
It has to be somebody.
Tom never bullied us.
Who's on your... Hey,
what happened to that?
What, Tom?
Yeah, why is MySpace gone? I mean,
Zuckerberg put him in,
I think MySpace was interdimensional still jail. Up. I don't know if it still is or not, to be honest with you, but it was...
I think it's like a music maker spot or something. I don't know.
It evolved to its final form.
Yeah. It's, you know, you can have your own little playlists on it.
It's apparently still a thing. So, earlier, just
to kind of... I
could
remember my login. I could probably log into it.
It's
been like since the 90s.
Yeah, who knows?
Who the hell do you know
about it? Yeah. last time I logged into my MySpace, internet's going, when you logged in, too.
Yeah, I don't even have that internet. I don't even have that email address anymore. Thanks, Yahoo.
That was like 8 passwords I forgot ago.
Thanks, Yahoo.
So, Cardi B, do you know what this is?
Yes.
Wait, who?
A Cardi B.
Bacardi?
No. B.
She's a rapper.
Bacardi.
I'd never been introduced to it. I know this puts me completely out
is
of touch.
Is it like coconut flavored?
No.
I bet it is.
This puts me completely out of touch with anything. So I listened to an interview she did with Howard Stern earlier. And it was just, okay, first I had
He's
to stop.
On the air?
He wasn't giving a kitten away this time.
I have a kitten.
So,
did you get a kitten from Howard Stern?
Corey got his kitten from Howard Stern.
It was diseased and everything.
Sounds right.
Yeah, come in its eye. What did you do to Corey's kitten, Howard Stern?
Yeah, damn it.
You sure Larry didn't get a hold of that cat?
I don't know. That's too far for Larry to walk.
I heard Cardi B on Howard Stern's show earlier, and I was like, okay, so I had not... listened to Stern in a minute, and I said, well, maybe he's improved. I've never listened to Cardi B. So she starts talking.
Okay.
Have you ever heard her talk?
Is she ghetto?
I had to look up to see what country she's from.
Isn't she from America?
She's from New York.
And I'm like, it's a New Yorker thing.
What the shit type of accent is this?
Is it Bronxian?
And I have, it was, no.
Ebonics.
It was worse. It was like, it's like somebody chewed up Australian and mixed it with New Yorker.
So it's Queens.
I mean, it was awful.
Could be Brooklyn.
And I'm like, okay. So I was, you know, then I was like, oh, okay. So whatever. She does that. So then she goes into talking about her personal life and the stuff she's done. And I could see her.
Howard Stern?
To Howard Stern. Yeah.
No, it
wasn't Howard Stern.
I bet it was.
Probably. And I could see her. And then she tells the world that she used to be a stripper. And she made really good money being a stripper. To which I was like, how?
I've not seen her. I don't know what she looks like.
Not attractive.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
I mean, she looks like...
I'm not looking her up. No, I'm not
you don't need to, but I'll.
I'm not going to look up her.
I'll give
she
my.
Like,
she dude. Looks like Oprah. No, Oprah.
Wait.
She looks like Missy Elliott and Whoopi Goldberg had a child. It was very confusing. It was bad. I mean, like, I don't. Apparently, people find her attractive, but
did she have Whoopi's hair or Missy's hair?
She had someone else's hair because it was black, blonde weave.
Oh, so snap.
They'd done, like, rob some poor blonde girl of her hair.
Scalped her.
But yeah.
That's a business we could get into.
Scalping people?
Yeah.
I don't know if we need to get into that. That sounds like we'll be in some trouble.
No.
You ain't sending us no internet money, so
we're
going to
have to scalp you now.
We're come and cut your hair off.
We'll get Engine Joe.
We'll sell it to Cardi B. Your hair, my headline soon.
Look, honey, that's my hair. That's my hair.
Now featured on the VMAs.
Who are you wearing? I think her name is Susan out of New York.
Yeah. I like this item. Maybe Corey's right. Maybe we should start a new business venture.
Yeah. Scalping.
Yeah.
Get into that.
Total, not tickets.
No, but scalps.
Hey, okay.
Actual scalps.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the saddest thing I've heard in a long time, and it's being pushed very heavily right now by both the right and women's lib movements.
Oh, is it Trump?
Here's somebody who can rap. That's not Cardi B. You got me listening to.
What the hell is this? What is this?
This is what Brian told me to bring us back into. This is Cardi B's WAP.
You were talking about her. I was going to let you hear this terrible, terrible ass song.
I've seen the Bacardi factory. It's in Puerto Rico.
No one cares that you've seen a Bacardi factory, Corey.
It's in Puerto Rico.
But you
that's
know who
American
may
state.
You? No, it's not a state.
It will be.
You know who may care about this?
Ooh. Nobody.
Karen.
The Christian right and women's libbers.
Wait, how are they together?
So
aren't they like against each other?
They have joined forces.
You mean my enemy is my friend, Corey.
To push for Prohibition 2.0.
Oh no, I'm against it. I voted to have Sunday sales in this county, by God. And I will keep that right.
They say that women's libbers say that during COVID, and this is their reasoning, okay, behind why there should be a second batch of prohibition, why prohibition should reemerge in this country.
Because it worked so well the first time.
Is because during COVID, men spent more time with alcohol than with them.
Get the steals ready.
I'm just telling you.
It's our third business. That's not scalping.
They're
going to be first, though.
There's a group of women, and actually, I listened to a podcast. I told you about this podcast.
Women, you better shake your head.
Where I had to read a book before I was allowed to listen to their podcast. I told you about that, right?
What? Oh, yeah.
It was like
the
female dating strategy.
We're not talking about them. We're not giving them any credit.
So, anyways, if you ever want to listen to something that's god-awful, and I don't mind saying that, they were god-awful. It was some girl man-hating. Who sounded like she was gargling butter, man-hating.
And skinny bitch hating.
I don't, yeah, they didn't like skinny girls either. So, you know. But anyway, so they were talking about this. So I went and looked it up. And sure enough, there's a group of women's libbers who think that alcohol causes abuse to women. It causes the men to be less attentive to women. So,
I mean, that's the point of alcohol?
I mean, okay.
Hasn't that always been the point of alcohol?
I thought that was how people got laid.
I mean...
How the ugly ones got laid.
I mean,
that's how they got
laid. That's how those
three working for them.
That's how those three bitches on that show got laid.
Well, maybe there's just not enough alcohol in the world for them to get laid.
I'm telling you, the one they had awesome one who jelly. They said she had such a sexy accent. I'm like, okay, well, we'll hear her. And then she talks, and it's like she's cockney while gargling butter. I mean, it was awful. It was.
We don't want that. Where's our mom? They're not getting our
black cockney.
I don't know how to do that.
I don't either, but it was.
They have black people?
Yeah. Yeah.
In England?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're allowed to have black people in England.
They're allowed to have black
people. I don't think
well,
you
Well, we got it from them. So
I don't think they you lent personally
us can we have... We stole their black people. When we had... Yeah.
So, anyways, and then... So, once this movement caught on, guess who jumped onto it? The right-wingers. Someone said... And okay, in the interwebs, that Franklin Graham wants to support this.
I think there's going to be a lot more divorce. It's going to be like 75% of marriage.
I still think we need to bring our strategy for divorce into this.
Oh, yeah. The rock, paper, scissors. The
shotgun.
Yep. Loser dies, winner takes all. I mean, seriously, I just...
The divorce ceremony. By this ring, I do D with.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, though. Is they're blaming alcohol on it. When in all actuality, they were in a relationship with someone who they didn't like. Like, these women, no joke, one of them seriously said... I just don't understand why men are so terrible. He never remembers my birthday. He doesn't even know my middle name. And I'm like, you're just dating shitty people.
Okay, now to be fair, men do not have the best memory of these things, inconsequential details.
No, we do not have the best memory of these things. But your middle name, generally, we're going to remember.
I mean, anniversaries and birthdays, stuff like that. Yeah, that's probably... good to remember.
We don't have Mr. Hope on here to defend them.
You get the crazy who's like, you don't remember the anniversary of the day that we first watched this movie
that's
together.
That's the type of shit that I think that they were getting at. You don't remember the anniversary of the first time that we kissed on cheeks. I mean, you know.
Look, life is not a rom-com, folks.
They think it is.
It's more of a tragedy.
But look, the way I look at it, if you don't
Shakespearean
wanna,
comedy.
If you don't want to go out and buy booze,
everybody dies in the end.
Greek drama.
The way I look at it, if you don't want to go out and buy booze, don't go out and buy booze.
But I mean, you know,
do.
Yeah.
Like these chicks.
I mean,
like,
look, these women sound insufferable. The only way you can get through life with them is by being drunk.
But here's the thing: you take away their booze, they're just going to go out and get pot.
I mean, they're going to
find any pot.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, whatever. Something to shut your ass
well,
up.
Well, gasoline gets you drunk. I mean, you know, that's where we're at. I mean,
you need woman scouts, folks.
I just, as I listened to it, I was sent over there by a well,
algorithm.
Yeah, basically by the algorithm. And I was like, oh, wow, this is
terrible.
It was pretty bad. And I mean, like, they at least had their shit sort of together.
Did they?
Probably more so than we do. They at least knew how to get segments and stuff together. But
we have clearly defined segments. We have the news, and then
when you
else.
Decide to give us something.
Yeah, when you decide to get up news. Off your ass laid up like you're the damn...
I am the pharaoh!
Pharaoh. But anyway, I mean, it just... I heard this, and then I went and read, and apparently there's like... The Southern Baptist Convention's trying to sign on to
it. Oh, well, those bunch of fucking hypocrites.
I know.
Those are the drunkenest bastards you've ever seen outside of freaking Episcopalians.
I'm sitting there like, could you imagine the
Women's
world?
Women's Club, I know.
Could you just imagine the world? COVID, no alcohol.
We'll take you suicide.
Because, I mean, you know good and well that there's another
pandemic. You might as well get your smoker's jelly.
I mean, you know, yeah, you know good and well that there's another damn... pandemic on the way at some point.
We got Delta.
I mean, what was
who
he was talking about?
Who wants to fly Delta?
Monkey herpes earlier. I mean, we talked about...
What's with that for COVID? American Airlines? Southwest? Alaska Air?
You're talking a joke I don't get. What is the joke here?
Delta. The Delta variant.
Oh, yeah.
Airplanes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like an airplane, it flew right over that head.
It did. And I've got this perfect landing strip for it. It should have been great.
Right into the ocean.
I mean, it was... look, the whole damn thing here, this whole situation is... okay, I'm just saying, take alcohol away from people.
You're going to see a bunch of mad people.
If you think, if you're a right-winger and you think the shit you've seen during the Black Lives Matters protest was bad, where you were, where
you
I heard,
the new
where I literally day. Heard Sean Hannity on TV sobbing, they're burning the Macy's. Okay. Oh, they burnt Sears Roebuck.
Everybody wants to see my fat wife to shop down.
Yeah. mean, Kato's. Oh God, Kato's plus. Henrietta Manity can't get close now. But the thing is,
biggirls.com.
They burned the internet. The thing is, though, that if you take that away, imagine the shit here goes. It's gonna be Mad Max.
I tell you, you're gonna have Whiskey Rebellion 2.0.
I mean, it's gonna be the worst thing.
Like you said, people will be breaking out steals and all this other stuff.
I mean, we're gonna get into bootlegging. Fuck you, revenueers. I know where to bury bodies. We know what our people did.
Well, now Corey has incriminated some people, but anyways. So, in this segment, I also wanted to talk about our buddy.
Buddy?
Our buddy.
I made sure his collar didn't make him bark.
No, not him. Oh. Good friend of the program, if you listen to
it. We have friends?
A good friend of the program, if you listen to it. Cedric the Entertainer. He's got nothing else going on. He should come on this show. He is
hosting a show.
He is hosting a show, but it's like the end of your career show.
What?
The Emmys. He's hosting the Emmys. We determined Shaq's $500 million net worth. I mean,
what's Cedric the Entertainer?
I have no clue what Cedric the Entertainer's net worth is. Before we
sass him too much. Or maybe sass him more. I don't know.
I mean, look, if you're hosting the Emmys, $25 million. I mean, he should be worth more than that. He was one of the kings of comedy.
Was.
I mean, you know, Bernie Mac's dead now. His net worth's probably higher than that.
Mm-hmm. Steve Harvey.
Well, I know his net worth's higher than that. Well, he did just get, them, never mind. Bernie Mac was $15 million at the time of his death. Maybe he wasn't as funny as I thought he was.
Burn accuracy.
Either one.
I mean, old Bernie. I mean, his apparently his comedy was so good it's to die for.
Yeah, killed him, right? He got a hold of some dolphin vagina jelly. Steve Harvey's worth $200 million.
Yes, he.
But half that soon. He's getting a divorce, so.
He's
going to
get a death soon.
He's going to get a
divorce. Survey
so.
Said.
I got to work here 20 more years.
I know that bitch ain't up on that board.
100 people surveyed. Who took half my money?
That bitch, bing, number one.
The one down at the bottom's Brian. He got surveyed this as the claw machine.
Yeah, that's number five,
the claw machine. What the hell?
But why? Yeah, so Cedric the Entertainer is going to be hosting the Emmys, and apparently, already hosted the Emmys.
That's so white.
And
is he going to be able to talk?
I feel bad for him because, I mean, it's going to be like the wokest audience ever.
Oh, white people that are pretending not to be white?
Yeah. You know, they're hating themselves.
Ain't nothing worse than white people trying to act like they ain't white.
I don't know if George Clooney goes to Emmys or not, but, I mean, you know, he's pretty full of himself.
He is.
Yeah.
He is.
So,
he did that doctor show.
Yeah.
He was a Batman, a terrible one.
Batman with nipples, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Nipple man.
Batman with the bat credit card. That was pretty bad.
That was just terrible.
So, another thing we're going to talk about in this segment is the Brian, this is particularly for you, there's a brand new cooking show.
Oh.
Apparently it started on the internet, but this is a brand new cooking show just for you. It's the Paris Hilton cooking show.
Oh, it's a bunch of yeast stuff.
Such babies.
I can't think that she would cook a single thing I would eat.
Salad.
I bet she couldn't cook a salad.
I bet she would cook a salad.
Do you know who they should get to do a cooking show? Jessica Simpson.
I want to see a cooking show.
I don't have any Martha chicken.
Stewart.
I don't have any chicken.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, that'd be a good job. I don't have any chicken.
Watch the shit out of that.
So I'll
Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg. That's what I'm saying. That'd be a damn good show. listening, we want 25% of royalties for that. We're claiming on
how to,
today.
How to add pot to anything.
It's a good
thing. Yo, man, we're going to add some marijuana to this chicken cordon bleu today. Chicken cordon bleu your mind.
That makes me want to slap a bitch.
I mean,
Martha Stewart's got street cred. She did.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
she didn't snitch.
Martha Stewart, she did her time. Came out with her ugly sweater and everything. Mm-hmm.
She knitted that from your pubic hairs.
What other celebrity you think could do a cooking show? I mean, if you were putting a show together,
like a legit show.
No, I mean just a show.
You know, if you tell you what I would love to see a cooking show, Dwayne Johnson. So we can smell what The Rock is cooking.
I like that.
I think it's a good idea. But, I mean, like, the thing is, though, is...
They should put that on the WWE Network. It actually might have some people watching it.
The Rock don't work for WWE no more.
The Rock works for himself.
The Rock ain't going to work for Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon is 73 years old, and he doesn't know what he's... What was it he said? 76
years old.
I'm 73, and I don't even know what it's going on.
I don't know
what
the hell wrestling
is. Yeah, I don't even know what the hell wrestling is anymore.
What do I know about
this?
This
terrible show you put on Monday and Thursday? No, Friday nights, right? And whatever the fuck NXT is, I don't even know what it is. A failure compared to AEW is what it is.
All of it or some of it?
All of it. WWE is just... Oh, it is. I think that has a...
They lost,
you know, that's
voice.
The... I know.
They lost the voice.
We don't have Mr. Hope here, so we can dive into this. Look. The fact of the matter is that when they let Jim Ross go from WWE,
that was a terrible mistake.
They lost so much of their ability to handle talent because he did all that. He booked matches.
He was a scout.
He was a storyline man. He was putting storylines together. And I know there's a lot of people out there.
He's a hell of a promoter, too.
Yeah,
he can make or break you.
JR could put you, I mean, look, like he could put you over in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about Mick Foley. Mick Foley was just Mankind until
in a brown suit.
Yeah, until that particular call. You know the.
My God.
Yeah.
They killed him, broke him in half.
That one
was it. Was it? I think I saw an interview. I think it was Jim who was trying to get Mick to come in, and Vince didn't want him.
Right.
He talked him.
Yeah, this is the Mick Foley interview.
Yeah, yeah. So. But I mean, this call right here. This call, we're going to play it right here, is what set Mick Foley on fire, baby. I mean, it made him the biggest.
I mean, I thought that was Kane.
So. I love that. God is my witness. He is broken in half. They killed him.
To be fair, that probably should have ended him.
Oh, God. I mean, yeah.
That really should
throw have. Him off a freaking 20-foot tall steel cage into a table face first.
The table wasn't the worst part. It was going through the cage that was the worst part.
But he also caught the chair, the steel chair face when he went down on that table.
Plus, had those monitors and shit in it. That killed you a bit on the back.
They knocked out 4 or 5 teeth in that match. But, I mean,
through his face.
Yeah. That, though, that call, it's not what he did. It's that call that put him over. You don't know, you got Michael Cole now. Check out what's going on the WWE Network. Oh, this is trending right now. I hate the word fucking trending.
The best. Well, they don't have, the announcers don't have as much free reign. They still have Vince in their ear telling them what they can and cannot say.
You ever heard JR do interviews? JR says, man, I got Vince blowing me up. And he'd look over at King, and King would be like, he said nothing to me. You know, but JR would be like, Vince is blowing me up tonight. You know, he was doing that then.
Yeah, but JR just ignored him.
Out of the announcers, the announcers we got
to the
now,
credit of the show.
Michael Cole used to be good. Used to be one of the best announcers they had.
He had Taz.
Yeah, I think Michael Cole and Taz were okay.
Corey Graves is good now.
There's nobody good now.
Out of the ones we got on, I like Corey Graves. I like Byron Saxton because he's the comic
Even Jerry Lawler, when he calls matches, sucks now. And Like, I heard him call a match not too long
ago. In AEW, you got
Shivani.
Tony Schiavone, and you got Jim Ross, and Excalibur, who's not terrible.
Yeah, Excalibur's not bad, but I mean, I don't know that person. Get rid of him and replace him with Jericho when Jericho gets old.
Yeah, Jericho does a good, when he on commentary, he does a, hell, even, what was his name? Don Callis.
Yeah, he was pretty good. Yeah. But, I mean, that's the thing, is that they just, I don't know what they've done, but when I was a kid.
They got woke.
No, seriously, well, I think so. I think there's something to that.
They went to the PG era.
But when I was a kid, when you heard, oh, you didn't know every, even if you were at home watching, you stood up.
I like The Rock.
When you heard, you know, The Rock, oh, you know, do you smell what The Rock is? You were up on your, at home. You heard the glass shatter. Everybody, you were sticking the bird in the air, you know, on your feet at
people
home.
Lost their minds. You need to prompt them with a sign.
To this day, right. Still, you still get the DX suck it thing.
Right.
You know.
What, 25 years later? Mm-hmm. And,
or
I
you
mean,
got the NWO,
I know,
you know.
This
you
is
got
just,
the,
right. This is just old people who like wrestling reminiscing about their childhood.
Yeah. Sorry,
but let's just be honest. Wrestling
this
sucks.
This is why we don't have children.
You know, as I say, wrestling today sucks.
Wrestling.
And it's, I think it's because they try to promote a women's league that sucks. It's like, nobody watches WNBA. Why would you try to do that with wrestling? Oh, Ronda Rousey sold more shirts last year, or not last year, before last, than any other superstar. Okay.
I doubt that.
It's true. It is true.
Really?
Yeah. But she only sold $1 million worth of shirts.
I bet China could book her.
Steve Austin, in a given year.
I mean, if you could put them together and they're together.
Yeah, but Steve Austin in 98, his royalty check from his shirt sales was $10 million.
I mean, everybody and their brother had a Steve Austin shirt.
Yeah. Brian didn't even like Steve Austin. He had an Austin 316 shirt.
No, I had the skull.
So. Oh, that's right. You did. Yeah. I mean, the thing is it was... to me, it was just a bigger deal. And that's because it was entertaining. And the word, you know, here's the thing.
They have no talent.
But yeah, they don't have any talent. That's true. But here's the thing. And nobody can say, oh, it's because things have changed. Because things have changed, whatever they want to yell, you know. That's not true. Monday Night Raw competed with Monday Night Football. Mm-hmm. Okay?
And could take it down.
And took it down. Yeah. Okay? And now everybody, whoa, you know, nobody watches football anymore. But nobody watches wrestling either. Mm-mm. And the reason being, because all the sports have been neutered. Like Brian and me were talking about earlier, I used to be a NASCAR fan. I don't like NASCAR anymore.
Are they woke?
I think it's that NASCAR's just... I really don't know what my issue with NASCAR is. It's that it's just not the same to watch anymore. I mean, I was a Dale Earnhardt fan, a Bill Elliott fan, you know, moving over into the later, you know, a Casey Kane fan when I quit watching. And, I mean, it just it went downhill.
Richard Petty.
Oh, yeah, I like Richard Petty.
Man.
But, I mean, like, with wrestling, even in the 1980s, wrestling was huge. Hulkamania shirts were everywhere. Me and Brian.
Bruno San Martino.
Yeah.
You know.
Brian and me were talking the other day. You don't
I
see
like,
wrestling shirts much.
Superfly and the
Jimmy
Dragon Kid or whatever.
On related wrestling news, saddened to the loss of Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff.
Yeah, that's true. He did just recently die.
Like Sergeant Slaw.
But now he was like 80, right? Yeah. Almost 80. So, I mean, you know, that's a good age unless you're 79.
Mm-hmm. And poor poor Terry Funk apparently got a case of dementia.
Yeah, that.
Well, like, I'm surprised about that.
$5 billion chair shots.
Surprised he's still alive, mm-hmm. Truthfully.
Is Dory still alive or did he die? Or you don't know?
I don't know.
I mean, the thing is, though, that they have taken
and ruined it.
Pro wrestling and ruined it. And Dory Funk is still alive. But, I mean, they've taken this thing that was great. They had this thing and they ruined it. Because they, yeah, it was. And they killed, because, I mean, when it was, really, I think it all ended when WCW went away.
Yeah, because they didn't have a competition.
Because competition drove them to be better.
Mm-hmm.
And
they've had this some is the biggest competition. And TNA at a point got to the point where it was a lot better than the WWE.
Right.
But then TNA kind of went downhill.
It fell off the map.
Now, AEW is a contender. They're going to have to watch AEW.
Well, we got to see what happens. I mean, what if TNT drops them?
Yeah, I mean, as of right now, you know, they got a Wednesday night show, and they got a Friday night show coming. And then they got a Friday night show coming. And they got the dark shows, which they do on, like, YouTube.
Right.
Well, I mean, this just goes to show you why monopolies are bad.
And single best wrestling wrestler right now, active wrestler right now, Chris Jericho. Hands down.
Not some big neck beard?
No, Chris Jericho. Look, Braun Strowman, I get that Braun Strowman's impressive looking and all that.
He ain't even with anybody.
No, he got released. But you could have made him successful. You've got to put him with a manager. He had zero mic skills. He's just like...
Yeah, most of them don't.
He's just like Roman Reigns.
They need their own Jimmy Hart.
And they've finally done something smart with Roman Reigns and put him with Paul Heyman, right? Which was smart. Because Roman Reigns, if you give him a microphone, just because you're related to The Rock don't make you The Rock. And you don't talk nothing like The Rock did on the mic.
He had excellent skills in the ring, on the mic, anyway.
Right. Well, I mean, even if The Rock's skills in the rings were okay, but, I mean, you know, he wasn't Bret Hart.
Oh, where did that get him?
Bret Hart, still wealthy. I mean, you know, if you're talking about Owen, you know, that got him to the mat. And a massive slam and a bloody mess. But, I mean, the thing is... What noise does Owen Hart make when he falls from a rafter? And the Hart family is going to try to kill us now. So, Corey, it is now that time of the week.
What time?
Once a week, we're going to do this for now on Interesting Florida Man of the Week. Corey, have you selected our Interesting Florida Man of the Week?
Well, okay. Like any Florida Man story that's worth a damn. It involves an alligator.
All Florida Man stories do.
All the good ones. Now, sadly, I mean, this was a short article, so I didn't get in. They didn't get into if was there alcohol or meth involved.
Florida Man, so yeah.
I mean, so probably maybe bath salts too. Who knows? But
name a jug, and there's two.
There's two of them in there. He took two. So this guy in Daytona Beach stole an alligator. From an enclosure at a mini golf course. Now, that brings up its own set of questions,
right?
Personally,
right?
Like, what the fuck is going on there? But to teach it a lesson, he says, this is why he did this. Okay. In order to teach it a lesson,
the gator or the mini golf?
The gator. Gator needed to be taught a lesson.
It was Larry in Daytona this past week.
He took that alligator and tried to throw it on top of a building, a local store nearby.
It was a rooftop bar, right?
It was beachside cocktail lounge.
Okay.
But that wasn't where the gator's torment ended, though.
Poor gator.
Yeah. This one got much better. The officers, they watched him do this. That was the best part. The police
watched it happen.
Yeah.
Gator falls from the sky to bar.
The officer.
So this gator lands in a bar.
No, he didn't get up there.
Oh, okay.
He missed.
Oh, okay.
He slapped the side of the building and missed.
Oh, poor gator.
Yeah. Well, it got worse. He learned his lesson.
He won't do it again.
The officers then saw the man take the alligator by its tail, hit it against the awning of the building, throw it to the ground, and stomp on it twice.
Gator crapped on his hand. Yeah. That's why he
does. The man was from Homestead, Florida, which I think is like, what, Central Florida?
Yeah, that's sounds down toward Central-ish. Miami, yeah.
Okay. And he was charged with possession and injury of an alligator.
An injury, so it didn't kill it.
Unarmed burglary of an occupied dwelling. Theft and criminal mischief.
Okay.
That's Florida Man. A typical day in the life.
Well, he taught that gator a lesson.
Did he, though? I mean,
is the gator did? Lived. Yeah.
He won't do it again, I bet.
I bet not.
Whatever the hell that gator did.
Gator turned into an ass whipping. Florida Man style.
That. Oh.
And that, folks, is why WWE sucks. Because they should have Florida Man as a wrestler.
Something like that. I mean,
yeah, yeah, it comes out with a gator and everything.
It's, I mean,
it's time to
go. I'm just okay. So first off, the first question we need to get an answer to
is what mini golf has a
what mini golf has
is that
got
like
this,
a challenge course or what?
I mean, yeah, I mean, what's the deal?
Is it a moat to protect
welcome
it from Florida man?
Welcome to the swamp course.
I can't even fathom.
Big Billy Ray's Bayou mini golf.
I don't get it. I can't figure out how that goes. I mean, I guess you can't take your kids to this golf course.
Of course you can. That's an enclosure.
So I was over here hunting.
They fell in
for the Family Guy clip where they took the parrot to the vet. And then, you remember that?
Yeah.
But I couldn't find it. I threw it against the wall because it crapped on my hand. Then I stomped it 3 times. But, you know, okay. So, interesting Florida man of the week. Gator tossing, crazy person.
Beat down.
Well, there you go. That is,
it's had to be like a little gator. I don't know.
I mean, it could have been like an 8-footer. I don't think that he could have manhandled it.
He probably could not have picked up a big one slung it.
Now it's time to say goodbye to the fat man and all his folk. If you stuck around this long, it's clear you can take a joke. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hostility. Jokes, that is. Offensive ones. They're kind of mean.